Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Funny Business Podcast. Hope you ate some turkey, got some tryptophan in you. Nice little Thanksgiving Day nap. Now we're ready for Thanksgiving weekend. It's a great weekend of family time and rest and lots of sports on the TV. So hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving and is relaxing listening to this podcast. Mike, how are you? How are things?
Oh man, I think I'm hungover if we're checking in Thanksgiving, but no, dude, we're great. I mean, some people may be experiencing the holly jolly that is Thanksgiving. There may be people that have been getting discounts, maybe 10, 20, 30, 50% off. But let me tell you, it's 100% you're getting the Funny Business Podcast today. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're ready for it.
Yeah. It's also Black Friday today, which is, I've never gone out on Black Friday.
I don't know
if I want to.
Why?
I'm not really into the whole like fighting crowds for items.
That really happens in your area?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy.
The traffic is insane. Yeah. Although I will be up in wine country for Thanksgiving this weekend. We're going to Cynic Lake.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, yep. I'm having not a nostalgia trip, but I'm having deja vu because I had to check last year to make sure I wasn't repeating a podcast topic. Mm-hmm. And you said they were heading to Seneca Lake for Thanksgiving. So,
yep. We're doing it again, drinking some wine, getting some sheesh. Yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun.
Nice. I don't know. I can't think of anything, but nice.
Nice.
Nice. Well, great, Matt. I'm glad. You know what, Matt? I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you too, buddy.
Really, man. Is that a new long sleeve that you're wearing?
I've had it. I don't wear it. So much for being first. I think it's the podcast debut.
So much for being friends and thankful. So, well,
we're not supposed to know each other's wardrobe.
No, but Matt, I want to know which Thanksgiving food are you though. We're going to have a little quiz today.
There's a lot of good options.
There are a ton of good options. I hope it's the one for you. I'm going to ask you some questions, and we're going to find out what Thanksgiving food are you, my man. Okay. Are you hoping to be, what do you hope to be?
Green bean casserole or stuffing?
Okay.
Yeah, one of those two.
I'm hoping to either be mashed potatoes or turkey. I'm not taking the quiz, but that would be my hope for it. So
I would also take gravy if gravy is an option. I love gravy.
We'll
gravy
see.
On everything, except the green bean casserole.
Young gravy, though. Mm.
Damn gravy, you so vicious. That man is living life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what's funny? I actually saw one of my neighbors actually go see Young Gravy and have a backstage pass.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So shout out to Ariana, my parents' neighbors, actually. So
shout out Young Gravy, I think, is performing at the Vikings game halftime on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Because they had a video. It's kind of funny, of their star running back got a huge bowl of mashed potatoes with no gravy.
Oh.
And he asked for gravy. And then they're like, well, Young Gravy will be performing at the halftime. It's kind of funny.
Do they remind me again? Have they just started doing like a very like medium pop, like Thanksgiving performance?
No. Actually, today, as of this recording day, is 21 years to the date of the best Thanksgiving halftime show of all time. It was Creed. They performed at the Cowboys game at halftime. They absolutely crushed it.
They did?
It was insane. It was all over my Twitter today, like 21 years ago. We got the best halftime show of all time. It was just Creed. Nice. They had the people like flying in the stadium. And can you take
me higher?
Yeah, it was great.
All right, Matt, first question. Yep. Let's just skirt to the first question. What is your favorite part about Thanksgiving? Watching the parade, sleeping in, eating all the food, not having school or work, seeing family, or the fact that Christmas is around the corner?
Well, it can't be the last one because it's already Christmas. I'm not a big parade guy.
Okay.
Not really. I don't think as a family we've ever sat down and watched the parade. I'm going to go eating all the food.
I got it, man. That's a way to do it. All right, Matt, I asked you what your favorite part about Thanksgiving is. What is your least favorite part about Thanksgiving? Socializing with everyone, traveling, being judged by distant family members, getting behind on school or work, dealing with family drama, or seeing, quote, friends from high school?
I don't know. I don't have a unfavorite part of Thanksgiving. Can you list them again?
Yep. Socializing with everyone, traveling, being judged by distant family members, getting behind on school or work, dealing with family drama, or seeing, quote, friends from high school.
I mean, I've never gone to the bar the night before Thanksgiving, so I've never really seen people from high school. I don't have any family issues, so I guess I'm going to have to say traveling.
Okay. That's a fair assumption.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. Traveling, yes.
Thanksgiving conversations at the table, wrong answers only. This isn't part of the quiz. I just wanted to ask you.
Oh, politics.
The vaccine.
Yes. Student loan forgiveness.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Let's see. Sex.
Really?
I said wrong answers only.
Put it in the gravy, you know? Put it in the stuffing, if you know what I mean.
Did you ever see that trend a few years ago where people would text their ex and be like, on Thanksgiving, like, hey, can I stuff your turkey? And it's like, some weird, interesting responses for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you partake X's in that?
Is a great one. No, I did not. No.
Two things. When are you getting married? When are you having kids?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, we're not that we're in the kids part, but we're getting to the point where people are asking us the merits question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Matt, what are you most thankful for this year? Family, friends, health, education, job, or money?
Family.
What are your Thanksgiving plans this year? Visiting family, cooking the big feast, watching football, planning my Black Friday plan of attack, hosting a Friendsgiving, or working?
I guess I'm going to have to go with visiting family, because we are technically going with some extended family.
Nice. Just give a shout out to anybody who's working on Thanksgiving. Nurses, doctors, practitioners, the healthcare industry, I should say. Yep.
April.
First responders. People who work at theme parks. No.
It's parking lots.
Hey, she chose the life, not her.
Yeah, facts.
Matt, I think I might know this question. Aside from Thanksgiving, what is your favorite holiday? You're going to pick Valentine's Day, right?
Christmas.
The suspense.
Hands down.
Just so everybody knows, the choices were New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, my birthday, 4th of July, Halloween, or Christmas.
Disrespectful to Easter.
So you're going to go with Christmas, I'm assuming?
Yes, I'm going to Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Just in case. Okay, the quiz is over. Holy shit.
Okay.
Matt. You got green bean casserole.
Nice. Let's get it. Holy crap. That just made my day.
That is amazing. I could not believe that. Severely
underrated side dish.
Yeah. Wow. I'm in shock. I thought you weren't going to get that. I'm going to try to take the quiz quick.
Yeah,
so as I can see what it is. But when did you Because I have a story for turkey, but like, when did you try green bean casserole for the first time? Like, I'm sure you remember that.
Like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Like, it was very recent. I was just like, you know what? I like green beans. I'm starting to eat some more like the like crispy onion stuff. Let me just try it. And it's just, it's phenomenal. I can't really tell you what it is about it. Cause like, I don't often go out of my way to eat like regular green beans. But if you put green bean casserole in front of me, it's gone. Love it.
Yeah. Is that usually like when you eye up for like leftovers and whatnot?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Since I tried it a few years ago, have to have it every Thanksgiving.
I got mashed potatoes.
Nice. Let's get it. Love it.
I love this quiz, man.
You know, this is the third Thanksgiving episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we've said a lot of these takes before.
Uh-huh.
However, I'm sure none of you remember them.
I have a great memory, so I remember. Margarita machine.
It's uncalled for. Mashed potatoes. Now, I'm not a huge mashed potato fan in general. I'll put that out there.
Uh-huh.
But on Thanksgiving, I'll take like a scoop.
Okay.
I just feel like there's, like, you can have mashed potatoes any time of the year. And I guess technically you can make stuffing any time of the year. However, people eat mostly stuffing only on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So I'd rather eat more stuffing. I don't get the people that don't like turkey. Just grow up. Green bean casserole. I'm coming around on the sweet potatoes and the yams.
Ooh, sweet potatoes are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and sweet potatoes didn't have a good relationship for a long time. Recently, I started breaking them again. Yes, we did. Yeah, for a very long time. Corn is a must. Love corn.
It has the juice.
Do you prefer regular corn or creamed corn?
Regular corn.
Do you like creamed corn?
I've only heard about it once in my life, and it was about a year ago. And it was this nice thing where somebody from a church that we used to go at in Jenna's area, Jenna had the nice gesture of making him dinner one night. So she made meatloaf, which was one of the things that he loved the most. And he said, cream corn. And we're like, where is this cream corn? And some of our fellow churchgoers were like, you can just get it in a can. And it was nice. I didn't particularly eat it. I should have tried it, but it was a really nice gesture. So I think I mentioned this last year too, but whatever.
I'm a big corn guy and I love cream corn. Cream corn, I don't know if it's underrated or overrated. I don't know how rated creamed corn is in the eye of the public, but I'm a big corn guy. Rolls, you have to have a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Pillsbury. My aunt, she makes this like garlic herb butter.
Okay.
To die for.
That sounds fabulous.
You're a cranberry sauce guy too, right?
Kind of.
I thought you were.
It kind of freaked me out as a kid, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But
not a huge cranberry sauce. Now, where do we land on mac and cheese?
All the way.
My mom refuses to make mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Really? Yeah. I think your mom makes a lot of other particular things that allow, shall I say, like allow the creativity to come through.
Yeah, my cousin made it for Thanksgiving a couple years ago, and my cousin makes great mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom's, no one makes it for Thanksgiving anymore. And I would love to eat mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It does, obviously, you can't make Kraft mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. It's got to be baked, breadcrumbs, correct, right?
Mm.
But yeah, so no mac and cheese means a lot more stuffing and a lot more green bean casserole.
Nice. That's nice.
Are you a light meat or a dark meat kind of guy?
Both.
What do you prefer?
More light.
Okay. I prefer the dark, but I agree. I'll do both.
Mm-hmm. I will always say, and I think I said this either last year or the year before, we're coming up this is our third Thanksgiving, Matt. Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned it, but like, really, just to emphasize again, this is our third Thanksgiving spending a time at a podcast before. I, at first grade, I think that was when I truly had a love interest, and I mean that in the most like foodie way, of my grandfather making smoked turkey. And actually having a smoker, putting it in the smoker, letting it smoke, and then cutting it, and it's to die for. It was something to look forward to every year, to the point back in first grade, I wrote this. Do you remember the lined, like when you had to write, there was these like dotted lines and solid lines that you had to write on to like practice your letters.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was one in particular that had like a few lines at bottom half of it, but at the top half, it was a blank sheet. So it means you were able to kind of color it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about my grandpa's smoked turkey, and he liked it so much that he actually got it framed, and it sits in his office downstairs in his basement office. And it's just kind of funny to look at it. Well, when we used to go there every year for Thanksgiving. So it was very impactful in my life. Let me tell you.
That's awesome. I'll also, this might be a hot take.
Okay.
I love the skin of the turkey. Love it. I will eat the entire skin of the whole damn bird. It is, I don't care how salty it is or how unhealthy it is. Love it. It's one of my favorite traditions.
Yeah, that is good. Like, especially like smoked, smoked turkey skin. That sounds gross just like thinking about it, but in reality, like, it's not. But Matt, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving. You know, we got Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that time of the year where we're looking for gifts to give, to share our appreciation, to show that we care about somebody. And what better way to care than a live ad read or a live ad-libbed read of why not buying a piece of our merch from the Funny Business Entertainment Store? Matt, I was kind of reviewing it today, and, you know, I thought to myself, I'm like, I should buy a long sleeve for every family member that I have. So Mom, Dad, Phil, Trent, Jenna already has one, but I might buy her one again. And very affordable, very nice. And I know Matt is holding up one right now that is the sweatshirt. Is that correct?
Sweatshirt. Yeah,
this is a sweatshirt.
Super comfy. Wear it all the time. Keeps me warm. It's great.
Mm-hmm. So Matt, I actually added a new item for the merch store. So Matt, I know you love the sweatshirt itself. Matt, we just installed a pullover hoodie into the item shop.
Ooh. Okay.
So if you're not really into the whole baggy sweatshirt with, you know, the I have a few pullovers myself. I want to save the time and continue because, you know, time is money when it comes to an ad read.
Correct.
You know, 10,000 might turn to 20,000. But, you know, maybe you want something a little bit tighter. Maybe you want something that, you know, you can wear just by itself. Maybe you want to wear like a tank top underneath it. Like, great choice for that. You want to get your cup of coffee, make sure we get our mugs together.
That's my work mug, is my Funny Business mug. It's great.
Good selling point. We also have desk mats too. I know a lot of people have been working from home. Desk mats are absolutely beautiful if you have a desk at home. And then also the short sleeve and long sleeve. I think you can't go wrong with a short sleeve or long sleeve. And, which I have yet seen, I think April has this one. It's the zip up hoodie.
No.
No.
Nope.
Maybe you could be the first person to try a zip-up hoodie. And if you do, you could send us pictures, and hey, we'll put you on the merch store. Because why not? We're feeling a little generous this year. The season of giving.
There is no greater gift than the gift of the Funny Business Podcast. Whether that's listening to our beautiful voices, seeing our smiling faces on our YouTube, like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and buying the merch. I mean, and it's not just traditional like white or black. We got gray. I think there's like navy. There's I think the desk mat is a red.
Yeah, you can get like a nice burgundy.
Yeah, we're on burgundy action for you. Yeah, so it's great gifts. It's comfy stuff, and it's a perfect Christmas gift. If you have even if you do like a Secret Santa, it's just a fun gift to give. Is the gift of the Funny Business Podcast.
There may be a possibility I might try, and I'm saying it on the podcast now, so that way I have to promise myself to do it eventually. I plan on actually having, stitched like actually having like patches, like Funny Business, like gear, like hat or fleece shorts or I want patches on it, man. I want to do it. So we're going to have
a Funny Business beanie would slap.
Oh, dude, there's a beanie top. There's a regular beanie. Like, it's going to happen. It's a happening.
For sure.
So.
Because we're not going away.
No, we're not. So if that ad didn't buy you yet, make sure you head over to solo.to/funnybusiness. You'll literally see the first link. It says buy our merch. You can buy our merch through there. It does help out a little bit with a little. And when I say little, it is a little, not a commission. Yeah, it's a little commission for us. But in reality, we try to make the prices as competitively low and affordable as possible, because we want you guys to be rocking ourselves, because, you know, you guys make the podcast happen. So,
yeah, I mean, we're not looking for much compensation out of this. I mean, we already get $10,000 an episode, so we're smooth sailing pretty good.
Yeah. So make sure you buy.
Speaking of buy, let's get into some segments. Let's get into a little buy or sell. I see what you did there. Thank you. Appreciate that. Why don't you go first? You can do both. Buy and sell.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Buy and sell. Matt, I am selling. Let's start a little sad to start. Matt, I'm selling matching PJ photo shoots.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is a hot take.
Especially when there's families of 12 to 15 matching the same outfit. I'm not a huge fan, to be completely honest.
Why not?
I don't know. It's, in the wise words of a student who shared with me last week, it's a little hokey, if you ask me.
I'm not gonna lie. April and I already have matching pajama bottoms.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah. They're Mickey Mouse.
Oh, of course.
Got him at Target, though. We got him at Target.
Target.
Yeah. I haven't taken a photo in them yet. They are comfy. I did try them on. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of cool. It gets the family together. I don't know if, I guess we do have some from last year too, me and April.
Okay.
My family's never done it, but I don't have a strong opinion on it. I think it's kind of cool, but also if you don't want to do it, you know, it's not like it's a weird thing to like, oh, you guys don't get matching PJs. I think it's family by family. It varies on who does it, who doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm not totally against it. I jokingly got my family all pullovers with a student organization that I advise. And they're wonderful. They're beautiful. We got a group photo together. And I got Jenna one too. And we actually took two photos and I'm like, screw matching pajamas. Why not an official pullover from such and such student organization?
I spot the difference.
Yeah, spot the difference. I'm also selling the cold weather we weren't prepared for. Mm-hmm. Yep. Holy shit.
Go ahead.
Jenna and I were talking about this last week. And we were able to walk outside, no jacket. I think we were wearing like kind of your typical like fall like outfit with like the nice long sleeve, like if you're comfortable, maybe the khaki shorts, leggings, whatever. But like you had to throw on a hat and a North Face and by God, get ready for frostbite and just cold hands because it's coming.
Yeah, I got new gloves. I had two cold jackets. I had like a Columbia from our university, and then I just had a North Face. Mm-hmm. I can't find my North Face. Don't know where it is. Luckily, I had the Columbia one, but yeah, it's cold. Cold weather sucks. I will stand by it. I'm just not here for it. Just give me sunshine and warm weather and shorts, because pants suck. I hate wearing pants.
Dude. You want to get something that totally f-
Yeah.
I said you want to get something that totally f-
I don't know what you're saying.
Dude, get a pea coat for work.
Ooh, yeah, I kind of do want one.
Macy's.
Yeah.
Not sponsored, but sponsor us.
Well, sponsor us. Yeah, I know. I've always kind of wanted a peacoat.
Dude, you walk in. Did you walk into work? You mean business, man. Like, you get compliments. Like, and dude, it's comfy. Like, mm-hmm. You walking in, like, you got the hands in the pockets. You're ready to roll, man. Like, you got business in the front, but then, like, later after, like, 5 o'clock, it's party in the back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've always loved Picos. I never have one, but I've always worn one.
Yeah, it's good. I love it. It's probably one of my favorite jackets that I got. Actually, very close to where you live is where I got it. So, So you should wait until after Christmas when it gets warmer.
The sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're at that cusp in which, like, it's going to feel warmer, but then you have some cold days. Like, I got a huge discount on mine because I waited that long. So,
I'm going to write that down.
Something to think about. Write that down. All right. And my final buy. Matt, I had an experience that I had that I haven't had in a very long time.
Okay.
I went to Domino's.
Ooh.
This past weekend.
Yeah, I know where you're going here.
And I got myself some chocolate lava mm-hmm. cakes.
Yep.
Okay, so hear me out / help me out. I remember the last time I got them, I got 2 cakes.
Yeah.
Matt, they give you 3 now.
Oh, what?
I was like, hello.
Did it change the price? Is it more expensive?
I think it's under $10.
That's a steal.
I was like, I pay hello, $10 for one. How are you?
Damn.
Icing tastes just as good.
Mm.
It was funny. I had a moment. Jenna hasn't had them in a long time either. So we were, she only had one. She's like, oh, actually 2 bites. She's like, I can't. Because it's not for the faint of heart. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't had a chocolate lava cake from Domino's, it's not for the faint of heart. And it's also not for the faint of heart, too. Back in the day where I ordered a medium pepperoni pizza and then Domino's chocolate lava cake. Not good.
What do you mean not good?
Like, it was like something waiting to happen. Like,
oh,
2 hours later, like in the bathroom.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, the lava cakes are like sex. I'll say it. They're fire. But it's also, you know, you have to, honestly, they should put a label on the lava cakes. That's how much, like, orgasmic they are. Like, you need to be mentally prepared in the right mindset to eat a Domino's chocolate lava cake. Because it's an experience. It's not just a dessert. Mm-hmm. It is an experience.
Yeah.
It's a mind trip. There's something in it that's just like it sets off like endorphins in you. It's wild.
What's also crazy is that by itself, it tastes great. But when you put that icing on it.
Yeah.
Like Domino's icing. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Candy shop.
It's different.
Oh, it's different.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna make a joke. I'm not gonna make a joke.
Okay.
No, just not gonna make it.
Is that you know, Domino's chocolate lava cakes?
From the back.
Oh.
Is that it?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Okay. So we already actually talked about some of mine. I'm buying merch. Buy our merch. It's a great Christmas gift. Speaking of Christmas gifts. I am buying Christmas gift boundaries.
Hey, don't get me anything this year. Don't.
Okay, so this is exactly what I'm talking about, though. So, in a sense, yes. So, it's good that to give and receive gifts. However, obviously, some people have more money than others.
Right.
Set the boundaries with your loved ones or with friends, whether mm-hmm. that's a spending limit. Or even just, hey, how many gifts are we giving this year?
Like, right.
Set a limit so that everyone's comfortable with the amount you're spending or like how many gifts you're getting, just to kind of make it less stressful. Now, Christmas obviously isn't about the gifts. Obviously, it's a part of the season, but it shouldn't be that stressful that it takes away from the meaning of Christmas.
Amen.
So set those boundaries with whoever you want. and it's going to make Christmas shopping that much more easier, that much more fun. I think Christmas shopping is fun, less challenging. It's just going to make a lot less stress in your life.
And I feel like at times individuals become obligated to get presents for other individuals, depending on how, I shouldn't say how the family is, but more or less like, you know, like we set boundaries, Jenna and I, actually just this past weekend. You know, it's like, okay, do we, and it kind of was a win-win situation. So it's like, okay, so do we want to get something like, do we want to give presents to our significant others as siblings? Because I have two, Jen only has one. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, like it shouldn't be it. But then what we're thinking of is like, okay, do we give our siblings significant others gifts? And I said, why don't we combine and split a gift to give to Mark? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, but you're getting gifts twice. It's like, yeah, that's the point. Yeah. But you know, setting those boundaries, like a lot of times, like company parties too, like there is a strict limit, like no more than $20 on gifts, unless like you go like a little bit over tax. But like Christmas gifts, like company gifts, are really meant for just the passing around and holly jolly and goodness. We have a really nice game that we play. I forget the name of the game, but it's like passing or like switching. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but like my girl, my work mom, Wendy, shout out Wendy. She does a fantastic job organizing it. So it's a fun time. So yeah, except I 100% agree with you, Matt. Set boundaries.
Mm-hmm. My work, Secret Santa, is a little bit different.
Can you tell me
on, huh?
Can you tell me who it is?
I don't have it yet.
Oh, I was like, are they a friend of the pod?
No, we didn't. We started the online system, but we didn't get the names drawn yet.
You guys have an online system?
Yeah, we do. Well, it like automatically draws the name for you. I use it with my other Secret Santa man. It's called Elfster.
Elfster.
It's like an online Elfster. You can register for the group, and then by a certain time, it'll email you the name of the person you have. And then you can also set like wish lists on there in case people need like gift ideas.
Oh, that's very cryptic. I love it.
Use that feature too much. But my work, Secret Santa, if you get the right person, it's an interesting gift, to say the least.
I think that's the fun part.
It makes it so much fun. I'm also buying the Phoenix Suns title chances.
Okay.
So NBA season is upon us. NBA Christmas Day is rapidly approaching. The Suns will be playing on Christmas. And why am I buying their title chances? Well, Mike, I guess you can also sell love. Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have broke up.
Oh.
Yep. So the Kardashian curse is gone.
Oh, good for them.
He is now solely focused on basketball. And they're going to win the title. Let's lock it in.
Tristan Thompson, did that make him a better player when he had the whole thing with the Kardashians?
He's just not a good dude. He's in a world of his own.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Also, tonight, like as of this recording tonight, Ben Simmons returns to Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
It's not going to be pretty for him.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be upset with him, or do you think they're going to be happy with him because he's not on the 76ers anymore?
Oh, they are going to boo the crap out
of
him. Yeah.
But like for purposes, just because he's on the other team, or for other purposes, just because he sucks?
I think just because he's Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets something thrown at him today.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to do like what they did for LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like when he first came back to Cleveland, like they had to approve all the signs. They had to basically warp the tunnel so that way it literally is a tunnel. Yeah.
I honestly think it's going to be worse than LeBron going back to Cleveland.
I agree.
I do.
It's Philly, so.
Yeah, they hate him. Hate him.
They do.
My sell, to go along with the cold, I'm selling wind.
Wind sucks.
It's awful. Like, it's already 35 degrees outside. I don't need the wind to make it feel like it's 15.
That's why wind chill is a thing, and I don't want it.
I have one more thing I'm going to sell.
What are you selling, Matt?
I'm selling the World Cup.
Why? Is it a dig at soccer? Because we suck
at soccer.
Okay.
Because we suck.
But it's still the World Cup.
It's just off to a horrible start. I don't know if you saw this, but 2 days before the tournament started, Qatar announced that there's no alcohol sales allowed in or around the stadium. FIFA had a $75 million deal with Budweiser that Budweiser is now saying, I don't know if you saw this, Budweiser is going to give the winning team all of the beer.
I saw that.
Which is just great. Love
it.
It
is a warehouse full of beer.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, Americans suck at soccer. I mean, we can't even beat Wales. I have to hope we can draw against England. Like, I'll watch the USA games. I was watching a little bit of, on my lunch break, Mexico versus, who are they playing at? Poland?
Poland.
And guess what, Mike? Guess what the final score was?
Was it tied?
It was 0-0. Guess what happened? Nothing. The funniest tweet I did see, though, during the whole USA-Wales match, someone said that in his head, he's not pronouncing it Wales. He's pronouncing it the plural form of the rapper Wale.
Wale.
This is just great. It's incredible.
Did I ever tell you my first experience at an MLS game?
The Union game? No.
Yeah, the Union game. They tied. First game I ever went to, they tied. Yeah. And I was walking out, you know, holding hands with Jenna because I wanted to make sure both of us got out the same way. I'm like, if I tell Matt, Matt is never going to let me live down the fact that my first MLS game was a tie.
Yeah, it's basically just everybody goes home with a participation trophy. Like, hey, you know, we didn't win, we didn't lose, we played soccer.
I will have to say, I'm very thankful I went to an MLS game, specifically the Philadelphia Union, because of the run that they made to the MLS Cup. It was amazing. It was phenomenal. Unfortunately, they lost, which I was disappointed and it was heartbroken, but it was just so nice to be a part of, shall I say, the magic that was leading up to them. I also found out that Qatar, I know there was like going around like Qatar are really just like Philadelphia, because their own team lost and people started walking out of the stands in respect, not respect, but disrespect to their own team losing their first round of the the World Cup. There's a lot of weird things that are happening. FIFA is just corrupt in general.
The worst sports organization in the world.
Like, they're worse than the Olympics. And the that says a lot, how low the Olympics has gotten. What was it? The people of, what was it? Kind of like the people of Russia, like in the summer world, the Olympic Games. Like, Russia was banned from the Olympics, but then they allowed people from Russia to play in the Olympics, and they called it something like else. I forget the name. Russia Olympics.
The United Russian Committee or something like that. Federation.
Man.
USSR.
The IOC? No.
That's the International
ROC.
Yes. ROC? Something like that. Russian Committee or
Olympics Committee?
Committee. Yeah, something like that.
Something.
Yeah. Also, the World Cup, just, it should be mandatory that there's vuvuzelas.
Oh, dude. Vuvuzelas are the best.
Yeah.
Never tried one watching out before?
The World Cup game. I did have a fake vuvuzela, but I had one. World Cup games are just that much better when it's a
I will have to say,
has to be awful playing, though.
Playing it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the vibe. Like, I try to explain to somebody what a soccer game is, being at a soccer game. Like, football, you have, like, think of it like a magnitude scale. Like, you had a magnitude, like, it spikes. Like, when plays are happening, you just have a solid 7-scale magnitude earthquake, like, the entire time a soccer game's going on. It is that fantastic.
I just meant with vuvuzelas.
I just mean in general, like, the noise and the interaction with the crowd, like, it is, and then it also, like, it scales up when, like, something happens, so.
What about when half the team fakes an injury and is laying on the ground for 5 minutes and the clock is just still ticking?
Great question. Yeah. I've never seen that happen, Matt. So no, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, you clearly haven't.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, you didn't watch the World Cup game then.
Oh, well.
Okay. It's
sorry, there's too many of them going on. I don't have time because, you know.
Right, yeah. No. Also, Qatar is the first host country to ever lose the opening match of the World Cup.
Did you ever have, I don't want to say did you ever have, but like your first like World Cup to watch? I know you're not a huge fan of soccer.
Yeah.
Did you?
I couldn't tell you.
Brazil for me.
I think it was probably Brazil. But we're so bad at soccer. This is also the first World Cup for the U.S. in 8 years because we didn't make the last World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Lionel Messi. Lost to Saudi Arabia today.
He said, don't worry. Coming back better than ever.
Everyone's making a joke, though, that if you play a game before 5 a.m. Eastern time, it just doesn't count. But let's move on to a final segment for today. Let's give some more hot takes from us. It is time for Say What. I'll go first.
Okay.
So you went first last time. Mike, this is something that we will have a passionate conversation about and something that we've talked about before. However, as I'm just wrapping it up, I would like to officially say Love is Blind.
Really?
I think Love is Blind. No.
Oh.
We have
God
like...
God damn it, Matt.
So, we have what the final episode left and then the reunion. However, okay. I've just come to the epiphany that, you know, Love is Blind. I just don't know if... Like, not every love is meant for marriage.
Okay.
So, like, I think for 100%, like, if it was in our scenarios, if we were in the pods, I think you would still love Jenna. Jenna would still love you based on the connection that you guys have.
Sure.
And I feel the same way that, like, I would love April. April would love me.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's some loves that we have, like friends. I have a lot of friends that I love. Wouldn't want to marry.
Why not, Matt?
It's for many reasons.
What? Why?
But just because I don't want to marry him.
What do you mean?
So a lot of times I feel like in the pods, they're making a connection that is love.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it's just not meant for marriage. If that makes sense.
I will say, because I've jokingly asked Jenna if we wanted to watch Love is Blind. She goes, no, that show is dumb. Why would you ever, you know, manipulate love in the way that it is? Because I think you're on to something, Matt. Like, all loves aren't meant to be marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in retrospect, you know, Matt, you've had past relationships. I've had past relationships. Like, they weren't for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reality being, I was shared with this by a friend of mine. They said that you either marry them or you break up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I'm like, well, okay, you're right. And that's kind of like with high school relationships, college relationships, like you don't know what's going to happen in life. Like, unless there's something that is totally significant that happens in your life, you don't know. And I think the experiment is a little rough around the edges. I think it is not meant for individuals that are the ages of you and I, because I think there are still a lot of ways to grow a individual in our age area. You know, we had the most traditional thing, you know, we saw them first, got to talk to them, got to know them, and then mm-hmm. things happen. Whereas this, like, you don't see the person, but then you also don't know, you're literally in the pods, cut off from all communication, cut off from life. And a lot of the times the support happens because you are supporting somebody because of their life scenario or mm-hmm. because of their life situation. So love isn't blind, but it can be in some situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not done with Love is Blind yet?
Not yet. No, that's upsetting. Almost. Almost. It's hard when try to FaceTime and watch it at the same time. Schedules get different. And
just watch it without her.
No.
And then like next episode, like be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Like in reality, you saw it already.
Nope.
April, you didn't hear that. Yeah. Is that it for you?
We'd go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I love my topics, you know. Dude, let me tell you about this new Facebook update.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, well, so what has happened, and depending on your update, depending on your phone, Matt, Facebook has transitioned my app itself. If there is a photo or a link or a video, it shows that first in the post, and then the what was written, or shall I say the copy, is second. Very similar to Instagram.
I don't like that.
Let me tell you, I had a problem with it. My eyes were a little upset. I like saw it like once or twice, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not looking at it. So, no, thank you. But yeah, that's currently with my... yeah, that is just my Facebook update.
Yeah, my Facebook seems to be the same as now. I don't love that update. It's not that like Instagram is bad. I just think we're all used to Facebook being one way and Instagram being one way and Twitter being one way that like it works. Just keep it. You don't have to change it up.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one, Mike. There's a new game out.
Is there?
Yes, I bought it.
Is it free?
It is not.
I love how I asked you if it was free and you said I bought it.
Yep, bought it for free. Not for free. The new Pokemon game is sick.
What Pokemon game is that?
It's Pokemon Violet and Scarlet.
Oh.
It's like an open world. So, like, there's, like, gyms you can go to, and then there's, like, other, like, it's sick. But what's cool is, like, you're actually walking around, like, in the fields and everything, and you see the Pokemon. You have to, like, walk up to the Pokemon to interact with them, to fight them, to catch them. It's awesome. Like, the storyline is cool. It's a mix of new and old Pokemon. It's so much fun.
I will have to say... and I don't know what is holding me back. I cannot stand this generation of Pokemon.
Why not?
I think because... okay, how many... okay, I need to just quick Google something. How many total Pokemon are there? So there's 1,008 unique Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pokedex.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I had a huge time and huge trouble with is there was certain seasons of the show itself that brought a lot of the last generation of Pokemon into that new generation. So like it was a nice mix match. Mm-hmm. Diamond and Pearl, which was probably the last generation that I played with, you had a lot of past generation Pokemon and then you had a lot of current generation. So it was a nice mix. These whole Violet and Scarlet, I feel like there's no mix at all. And it's, you literally all Pokemon in that Pokedex, like they're all new. Like you don't.
I disagree. Am I wrong? You're very wrong. Yeah.
How wrong am I?
I've already caught a Pikachu. I've caught a Psyduck. I've caught, what else have I caught? A Diglett.
Ooh.
I mean, I've seen some others. Fanfi, I think there was a second generation.
Okay.
There's a good mix. There's a very good mix. There's a lot. There's some new. There's some old. My starter Pokemon went with Fuecoco, who was just absolutely adorable. just a little nugget.
How do you spell that?
Fuecoco, Fuecoco.
I'm just going to put starter Pokemon.
Yeah, Fuecoco is... absolutely adorable.
Water, grass, or fire?
He's fire. You have to see his face. I could not pick him. I mean, he's got nothing up there. Just eyes wide open, mouth wide open. He's so cute.
And then there's Spiri Gatillo.
Yeah, I don't. Yes, and then Quackling, I think, is the water.
Quaxley.
Yeah, him. I didn't think he looked great.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I like the open world concept. And there's a lot to do, which I'm happy with.
All right. Mm-hmm. You almost sold me on that. The new Spider-Man Miles Morales came out on PC, so that might be something I might consider.
Nice.
dude, I loved playing the Spider-Man remastered on PC. I think I talked about it on the podcast. It was like childhood all over again. Like it was that phenomenal. I don't want to say my last one, but Matt, you and I have been monitoring a situation lately that's been happening in the world of Instagram.
Oh, not Taylor Swift tickets on StubHub?
No. Apparently she took down her pin post, so everybody has rumors that like apparently something's coming next, since she took down her pin post, but
interesting.
Whatever. Matt, you know, we've been getting a lot of attention lately on the Instagram.
Yeah.
So just taking the time to shout out all the 21,000 views that were put together from at this time of this recording with our current Instagram reel of Matt saying he just raw dogs a fry.
Yep.
Now here's the thing that kind of gets me. Matt, in the last 30 days, and this is just Instagram stats, so I can't really trust them, but I have to believe them at this point. That in the last 30 days, 23,800 accounts reached in the last 30 days.
Wow.
So my question is, where are 23,800 followers on Instagram?
I mean, there's plenty of stuff that I see on Instagram that I don't follow.
Right. But we're the Funny Business Podcast.
I agree.
I think there's some validity with that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but everybody's been enjoying it. I mean, we're getting some very nice comments. We're getting some very haters gonna hate comments, but
everybody always does once in a while.
But we're running the podcast and you aren't. So, yeah, a little jealous, a little jelly, I think. But I think it's been enjoyable reaching that audience with that content. Sorry, Matt, that you were kind of the butt of the joke, but at the same time, I think
I stand by it.
I think there's there's a lot of positivity going around. It's nice to see something funny on the feed instead of something upsetting and disappointing.
Yeah, it's been cool to see the stats and everything. And you know, here's to the next one that gets 50,000.
Cheers to that.
Water.
Well, I guess that concludes, as Matt chugs his water, another edition of Say What? And that concludes another episode of the Funny Business Podcast. You kind of heard our pitch already with some merch, but you know, maybe you're like, oh my God, wait, you guys have an Instagram? It's 136 episodes. If you haven't heard about that, you're living under a rock. So make sure that you go and follow that. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, if it still exists, Facebook, and then Instagram, and then our YouTube channel, because our YouTube channel is fun. We do post some of our shorts on there. And you may be wondering, Mike, where the heck can I find it? Well, you can find all of that at solo.to/funnybusiness. You get to find all that a la carte. Find whatever you like the most and like and unsubscribe, resubscribe. You can follow and like and comment and share and all that good, happy stuff. Maybe you much rather prefer Spotify or a different platform. All that is ready to go as well. solo.to/funnybusiness. Mr. Matthew.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for the good people of the funny business world?
Please reach out if you need help to friends or family. We recently saw Tommy, Power Ranger, lose his life to suicide. So, Christmas time, holiday season gets hard for some people. So if you know someone that's struggled, maybe reach out to them to see how they're doing. But You specifically, if you're having some issues, just reach out to someone. Someone will be there to help you get in a better mood and to help you talk through some things and just be there for you.
And if you don't have someone to talk to, 988 is the number that you could talk to. It's the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can also call, you can chat, and there's an official website too. And I think we said this years ago. If you want to reach out, DM us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're here to help. Yep. One of us will take care of it and we'll address it and be like, hey, it's Mike or hey, it's Matt. So
100%.
Very good advice, Matt. And, you know, I hope you're full and I hope we're ready to celebrate Christmas finally, you know, after Thanksgiving's done. So
after, as we already have been.
I love you, man. You know that.
Let me be the first person again to wish you all Merry Christmas.
That sounds a little bit better than after October 31st.
Well,
I'm not going, mother. Oh, man. That concludes another wonderful episode. And until the next time, we'll see you all in the next episode.
Stay safe, everyone.